Most people are unaware that they are pregnant, maybe, or they're not supported or educated around the dangers of alcohol when you are pregnant. So that's the bottom line, really, of the condition and how it, you know, can be caused. It's 100% preventable if you are educated to the dangers, obviously. Alcohol is sort of a poison, a teratogen. So everything, when it's developing the fetus, it's so remarkable, like we all know, that process, that we want it to have all the goodness, really. And the alcohol sometimes gets in the way, really, and it can affect the development, you know, on lots of levels at different stages. So it can affect the brain, it can affect the facial features, it can affect, you know, the body, the internal organs. So it's just a little bit of a Russian roulette, you know, when that baby's developing and when you're drinking and, you know, lots of different factors, you know, your well-being as a mum and everything, really. So it's very complex, and I think, you know, most people, especially in the early stages of their pregnancy, if they're not already planning a pregnancy, for instance, might not know they're pregnant for the first 3 months, maybe. And obviously that's when a lot of the development at that early stage is happening. So, you know, it's good to know if you are hopefully pregnant or you are thinking of having a pregnancy. Alcohol sales have gone up 67% in lockdown, obviously, and there's predicted that there could be a bit of a baby boom. And obviously, if people are unaware of the dangers of alcohol and they're, you know, isolated, drinking indoors more and don't realise they're pregnant, you know, then there could be the possibility, you know, which obviously we want to try and educate people. So this month is about highlighting this, educating people. And my belief is, you know, if everybody is aware of this, then everyone can be supportive. And also it's just really just highlighting it, because I think a lot of people think that, you know, maybe one drink, two drinks, you know, it's fine, you know. So I think we need to sort of look at the stats at the moment around, you know, the research that's going on. We've got the NICE guidelines for FASD coming out in January. So this is, you know, coming to the forefront. I mean, from my point of view, this condition, you know, it's more common than autism, say spina bifida, cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, sudden death syndrome. All of those combined, FASD is more common than all of those combined. So that's quite an alarming number of children to me.